Let's see Perek HaSivi. I remind you again, for those of you who will be with us next month, those of you who are leaving, life says, you don't have to fix yourselves. Otherwise, how can you leave the middle? Yeah. But for those of you who are staying, and those of you who are leaving, I hope you continue learning it by yourself. But when we're going to finish this section of Das Atvenu, we haven't begun to fix ourselves. To begin to fix ourselves, we're going to do the next section, next Ma'amar Hashem, of Das Ksoiz Zerocho. And by the time we get to Yevamos, we'll already have Das Toyer, which is the third thing, and that's it. We're finished. But next Pesach already, Matzis. We're going to finish off Perek HaSivi now, which is the final step in Das Atzmeinu, in knowing what operates us. We haven't begun to fix ourselves. We haven't begun to take our Maisim. That's why the next section is called Das Ksoiz Zerocho. How do we take our Maisim and bring them closer to the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now that we know what we're supposed to know, or we have a vague idea of all these mega forces which are operating under the surface, we're now going to see Perek HaSivi, which is a fascinating perek. It's probably the most interesting perek here. Me'ato, now that we already know and we're aware that every action that we do, every action that a person does is composed of A, multiple keiches acting up, the midis, with dimyan, with shtotan hayetzer, pain and pleasure, Bechira. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of forces which are operating in every action that we do. We now have to learn to analyze and dissect a maisa. Haloi shichvois shoynois minafshenu, many levels, layers. In Hebrew, seven layer cake is called Sheva Shichvoit. Yeah? Shichvoit Shoinus. Why is it called layer? Because of the word Lishka, lay. There are many different layers, Minavshenu from Anashoma, Mishatvois Pula, cooperate, Adcha Maisa Yetze Elapoil, until we really go back to the first week where we started to learn. When we spoke about the guy who didn't get an esrog in the end, for those of you with us, and we described back then how there's a whole group of forces which are joining together that the guy doesn't have an esrog. Ubikidei lahavchin, and in order to analyze and understand and differentiate, eizim mida pi'ila b'kavenu, which mida is operating inside of us, aleinu l'das, we have to understand kesam ketan misrake maisa, how is it weaved a maisa. Novi Bezer Shalosh Dugmas, we're going to bring three examples. Ketzer HaTorah Atzma Melamedes Esonu L'Hovim Maisim, how the Torah HaKadosh itself teaches us how to analyze our actions. Dugma Rishayna brings a fascinating example, Parshas Korach. Anu Moitzim Ba'ar B'Nyonim, we find four different aspects and powers that were involved in the Maisim of Korach. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Korach came and said, "Kol eidu kulam kedoshim v'toychem Hashem u'madua tisnasu akal Hashem. Talish et kulot cheles, poiteres atzim min atzitzis, bayis mol isforim, poiter atzim mezuza, ve'eidu shekulot kedoshim, poiteres atzim manik. Kleishol doesn't need a manik, cheles doesn't need tzitzis, bayis mol isforim doesn't need a mezuza, Kleishol doesn't need a leader." What's that? That's ideology. That's Hashkofa. Right? That's the guy sitting in your shtibel in Flatbush. And he's saying a whole long-winded ideology. The ideology could be that, why are you wasting your time, you're learning? But it's ideology. The guy says an ideology. It's all confident with Rayas, with Psukim, with Medroshim, Tayrim Derech Eretz. Yafa Tayrim, and he has a list. You know, these guys have a list in their pocket always. of all the Amoraim worked. So what do you think? You guys work around. Listen, what do you call the one pocket of the scores of Yankee game yesterday? See, the season didn't start yet, right? What?
Rain out there.
Season started so far? But yeah, one pocket has the Yankee scores and what he called. And then next to it, he has a list of all the Amoraim who went to work with Tyre and Derek Harris guys. They were all Yankees. They went to Brooklyn. And said, I'm not being against the Borges. I'm talking about the guys who make believe that from Borges. And then that's a whole ideology, and it sounds like an ideology. So then it comes next thing. Eilu veilu, this is Beis Shammai, this is Beis Hillel. Eilu veilu, de veilu kim chayim. Shivim panam la Torah. By the way, in order that nobody should get the wrong opinion that we have anything against Torah Derech Eretz, I'm going to give another example, just the opposite, which I always like to give. One day, I was going home, a couple of years ago. Some of you weren't sure then, but most of you weren't. I was walking home one night, must be already a while ago, I didn't have the car. Yeah, I was walking home one night, it was a summer night, and I come to Kikur Shabbos, and I see Olam standing around there. Everyone's cheering and yelling and screaming. So a couple of mirror boys, a lot of briskers. You throw the hats off, the rims up and down. That's a different story. We'll talk about a different time. Who had hats before? And I look up and I see furniture flying down from the fourth floor. Remember? You were here? Furniture flying down, sofa, dining room table, and they're cheering. Say hey, somebody, you should lie, a lot of things happen, but it's unusual, 12 o'clock at night, you see a sofa flying down from the floor. So they said that it's a missionary apartment. Remember earlier? It was a missionary apartment, and there was this tanoim and what do you call it? So that's also ideology, right? So my hargosha was that even though it sounded like ideology and kanoyas, but I don't know, it rang in my ear that the same guys would have cheered just as much in a boxing match. Because they like violence. And the Olam likes a little violence, it's 12 o'clock, and that's the end of the man already, the end of the board already. And for it, you know, saying, whether you're learning Kachim or Gittin at 12 o'clock at night, and Thursday night you're bored. And here it was action. Sofa swung down. And it's still of Kedusha. And I tie up the people who enjoy violence beat their wives. And since I'm a little bit more involved in the tzibur than you are, it's 100% true. Here also, you have ideology. Yeah. Right? Like Korach, he came with ideology. So what does Chazal say weiter? Beis. So Korach presented himself with a whole sheet of. Spoke slowly, didn't say quickly, didn't say it out of anger. Slowly, nicely. Shita, raiz, psukim, edroshim. Beis. Chazal went deeper, a step lower. Korach shepikei achoya. Korach was a wise man. Ma rol l'shtuz zeh. What did he... The stupidity... by the way, Chazal said pikei achoya. He stole the fort. That means he was a genius. Chazal told him a pikeach. Pikeach, he was a wise man. What did that cup starting up with Moshe? You have to be out of your mind. Say Chazal, Einov hit asoy. His eye made him cause the mistake. He had Ruach HaKodesh. Roh shalshalas gedele yoytes mimenu. He saw a whole chain coming out from him. Shmuel, shu shaku kenegi Moshe v'Aaron. Right? Moshe v'Aaron b'koyen av Shmuel. The Kairi Shemai, right? You all know the song? Shteitach Mufurish, that Shmuel was equal to Moshe Aaron, as they say in Chazal. So Kairi had Ruach HaKodesh, and he saw Shmuel coming out of him. Omar, he said, Bishvila and Nimla, is I'm going to get saved. If Shmuel's going to come out of me, the vice is I'm going to get saved. Nekudas HaKedusha Bohu Nechaz Bevitu Machshavtei. That means it was mixed in here, Kedusha. Shalshalos, he saw Shmuel coming out of him. Gimel. Chazal went deeper. So in Ois Beis, Ois Aleph is the exterior expression. Ois Aleph is what Korach did. Right? Korach became a professor for Jewish leadership. Do does Klal Yisrael need leaders or not? That's the action that Korach did. Chazal said, how could he make such a mistake, which is a little bit less chitzoniistic? He made a mistake. He read his Ruach HaKodesh wrong. Abba Chazal said, Abba Fart, Ma Ruach Korach Lachim Moshe, what's the real reason? Says Chazal, Niskana al Nisiyusa shel Elitzofim ben Uziel, his cousin Elitzofim was appointed, like the Pasuk says. So this is what kicked off the meter. What was the matzav? What was the double parking? We always speak about that kicked off the kas. What was the double parking that kicked off the meter of Kinnah? Elitzofim became the Nasi. Dalid Niskana. Zeu Shorosh HaParsha. Chazal came to the bottom. Hamida shenis oyer beikvus minu hanasi. The Mida that was awakened as a result of the appointment of the Nasi, Hamida Nisairus, what happened? It was something that happened. Elitzofan got appointed. It was some event that happened. The Mida got awakened. Nerz of Amara Shalshalas. The Mida caused him to misread the Ruach HaKodesh. Therefore, Yotzra Shita, he made an ideology. The Yotzra Parshas Korach, and came out the whole tragedy and catastrophe called Korach Vadosai. So that's the process. And Chazal gave us a rear CAT scan about step by step what was going on. The whole process. So there's a lot of things involved in this process. There's kinna. And then there's confusion. And there's a little bit of kedusha mixed in. And then there's ideology. There's a lot of forces going on. There are so many times that we do things. And as you get older and life gets more complicated and sophisticated, there are times that we do things that we're... I can tell you from my vantage point, I'm a little bit older than you, and I look back at things that I did or processes that I was involved with, that b'shas maisa, I'm telling you, I'm afraid they're going to sell all these tapes and go all over the world now. What can I do? It's for you to tell us. There are things that I was convinced that I did 5 years ago that I was convinced 1,000,000% that it was Hashem Shemayim. Not 100%. 1,000,000%. And today, I know 100% they weren't L'Shem Shemayim at all. The same thing. 100%. I know 100%. I'm not even getting what it was, how it was, not your business. Okay? And not the business of all the people who are going to buy the tape store. If you buy it in the Machsan, it's 10 shekel. If you buy it in the Torah or International tape, 72 shurim one time, it's more expensive. That's not the whole world's business. Oh, but I can tell you, be a diag more. Bivadoyis mamish, that there were things that I was convinced 100% were mitzvahs, and today I'm 100% convinced they came for weaknesses. There were other reasons for it, and b'shas ma'isa I wasn't able to see it. And the reason why we're not able to see it is 99% because we don't do what the Mesil Sishorma says, that we don't make a chesed and nefesh of our actions. So there's no chance that we're going to chop it. There's no chance we're going to chop these things. We don't make a chesed nefesh. When the Mesil Sharma said, make a chesed nefesh of your actions, and he said that without that, a person can get anywhere. Mesil Sharma said so, correct? You all learned, everyone gets that part. Mesil Sharma says that without making a chesed nefesh, you can't. What did he mean? He meant this. He meant that a person can come with an ideology, a person can have an opinion, a person can be convinced that this is the amount he should learn, and this is the amount of effort he should make. How many times does a person say to himself, on a stupid small level, you don't have to be an expert in Jewish leadership and go make a churban in Klal Yisrael, that Kosh Baruch has to go make the earth swallow you up. You can make a stupid cheshbon of how much should I learn or how much I shouldn't learn. Sometimes a person learns too little because he says he's tired and he wants to have kechus for tomorrow, and he builds all the year. It's all rooted in a laziness or some other thing, or to something else, and vice versa also, where a person can overlearn and go into overdrive because it was kinna and somebody else kicked them off. I've heard hundreds of bachurim on both sides. Hundreds of bachurim. A bachur came to me recently and told me that he got something happened, and a certain area in Ruchnius that he held that he was very special in, and he was working on, was causing. He has it 100% clear that it's only us kinna, pure kinna. I mean, there wasn't even an ounce of L'Shem Shemayim in it. It was just because the guy standing next to him was davening longer, and he wanted to be like that guy, also get the same respect. As life gets more complicated and you get into more interpersonal relationships of gives and takes and flexibilities, and then you mix Ruchnius and Avodas Hashem into it, you'll see that there are so many times. And by the way, every time I say this, I've spoken about this before, and every time I say this, I regret I said it, because everyone walks out depressed. Because why does everyone walk out depressed? Because it means everything we do is wrong. Everything we do is for a bad reason, right? And I spoke about this once already, and everyone got depressed, and I said, "Oh, what do I have to say this for?" But this is the truth of Musa. So how should you not? Why shouldn't you get depressed because of what I'm saying? What I'm saying is very depressing. That there's a good chance that everything you're doing is for the wrong reasons, or mixed in the wrong reasons, or not now in your life, but later in life for sure. Especially in marriage, a person can fool himself that you're doing it L'shem Shemayim, but you're really not doing it. You'll get married. You'll understand what I'm saying. Why shouldn't you get depressed? Are they pro? What do you say? Because tomorrow will be a better day. Good night. Because you can fix yourself in.
You can't fix yourself
in one day. Maybe some may be my optimistic friend. What? Say the same thing. How about Yonah? What do you say? Say the same thing. Anybody else say anything? Why we shouldn't be depressed? From what I'm saying, it's very depressing. Okay, Wolf, you're depressed.
Keep it up. Be depressed.
I know. That's why I wonder every week whether I should let you come or not. Say it.
Because Rebbe's not expecting us to be perfect. He knows that we have.
Say better, my level. Say better. You're saying good.
He knows we have all these weaknesses, and he's not asking us to be 100% the same as Shemayim at age 22.
Or at age 82. It's one more knage more than that. Why are you all depressed? Because you all hold, you're all kaifer. You all hold. What do you say?
All or
nothing. It's not just all or nothing, but the all or nothing is based on a certain misunderstanding of what the whole world's about. I'll tell you what it's about. You all of you listening. Yeah. I'm making a joke in this other. Crazy. Yeah. All of you live under the impression that the Pashtus is Be'etzem, we're all tzaddikim by nature. And that's why every time a person does an Aveira, or he slips, or he realizes that he slips, he says, "Why? What happened? I didn't know I was such a Russia, how could it be? What are you talking about? Of course. If you learn a good day and you daven with Kavana once in a blue moon, that's a chiddush. Adam Yetzirah Milnurov, a person has Yetzirah there. And all the Gedele Elim who haven't got anywhere understood that that's the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that the cards are stacked against us. And there's no chiddush that we do things because of Kina, we don't. That's not a chiddush. And the Shoresh, why Rabbi Wolf is depressed, so Rabbi Wolf holds that Be'etzem is a tzaddik yisadeilu, and that's the Pashtus, and that's how he was born, right? And every time he doesn't do anything wrong, but theoretically, if Rabbi Wolf would ever slip, God forbid, and say Avak Loshen Hara, so he makes a tainus of 40 days and 40 nights, because the voice says, "How could woe is to me? How could such a thing happen?" So that's stupidity. We take for granted that the Pashtus is that a person does things because of Kena, Taiva, and Kovet. Those are the powers that make us do. Those are the stronger powers than us. That's the Melech Zokin. That's the king. He's old. He's been with us a long time. And he's the strongest power that works in us. That's not a Kiddush. I don't get depressed. What the Mesillas Yesharim says is something else. Mesillas Yesharim says that because of that, if you're not going to make a cheshbon and nefesh, there's no chance in the world that you're ever going to stop it, because that's your natural state. So what happens? The whole world gets to this. I know. Tell me if I'm wrong. Abraham was junior. When you get to that line in Mesillas Yesharim, you don't get depressed when he says about the cheshbon and nefesh? What? You do or you don't?
Can't
I? Everybody, when they get to that paragraph in the Mesillas Yesharim, makes them nervous. Why? Because they're afraid to make a cheshbon and nefesh. Because they're afraid of the pain that the cheshbon nefesh brings with them. Correct? 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 And all of you are not healthy. You're not healthy. It's not a Jewish look at things. it's pumfaket. What you see from the Masil Sisharm, if you don't make a cheshman nefesh, you lost, is because that's the Pashtas taka. The Pashtas is kinetayev and kovah. That's the Pashtas. That's how you're going to do. If you're not going to make a cheshman nefesh, that's what you're going to do, la'omayad. You can take it for granted. Not because you're bad, and not because you're a Russia, not because you're at risk. You're not going to get yourself on the cover of Jewish Observer this way. Yeah, no. Not at all. You're not at risk. Every person is born with this, and every person has this. And if you do something wrong, what the Mesillas and Sharm is saying is pum fakaret. That if you're going to do without a cheshbon nefesh, it's poshut that you're going to do wrong. It's poshut. Your kin is going to let you run your life. You may come with ideologies, you may come with a million different things, but you should know that if you're not going to do cheshbon nefesh, you can take for granted that that's what's going to happen. He's saying pum fakaret. You can take for granted that if you're not going to do it, that's what you do, because that's where you're born like that. You didn't bring the kinetive into cover, but you got it in the delivery room. When the baby walked out of his mother's stomach, his arm walked out, also spooked, he came along. And he's there all the time, from day one, never takes a vacation, like the Chafetz Chaim said. Never takes a day off. Not President's Day, not Super Bowl Sunday, nothing. He's there all the time. Punk on Super Bowl Sunday, he's guarded there. Yeah, he's there all the time. He's there all the time, 24 hours a day. So all of a sudden, everybody starts to cry and their eyes clear. Woe is to me, I did something wrong. Stop the baloney. It's phony baloney, the whole thing. It's a mishagas. What are you getting depressed about? Fakaret. When a person, once in a blue moon, makes a cheshbon nefesh and he sheds light on his actions and he chaps what he does, that's vayihi or. That's a day for a yomtov. That's a day to dance in the streets. That you were able to fight the pashtas, you were able to fight the status quo, you were able to fight the running of the life the way it is. That you woke up and you found out that everything you did was a skin and dive or covered, boker tov. What's the chiddush? What else could it be? Unless you're a malach. Unless you're a malach. Hey, malachim, don't do anything wrong. But other than that, like, what are you getting depressed about? What's the chiddush? Fakert. Without a cheshbon nefesh, that's the oimak of what the Mesillas Yesharim means to say. That if a person doesn't make a cheshbon nefesh every day, and a cheshbon nefesh, by the way, lefi what we're seeing now, doesn't mean that you made a list of all the averes you did today and all the mitzvahs you did today. That's not what cheshbon nefesh means. Cheshbon nefesh means this: what caused me to be in the matzav that caused me to do this thing? There's a reason why I'm in this matzav. There's a reason why I made a mistake. If Korach would have made a cheshbon hanefesh with himself, he probably would have chapped niskana. But he didn't make the cheshbon hanefesh. So he didn't chap niskana. Chazal had to go tell us what happened. Nobody else knew, by the way. I'll tell you why. You know why? How do I know? Because Korach was a pikeach. He was a wise man. He wasn't a shaita. And if Korach would have known that it's also kinah, he wouldn't have done it. You know, the famous zog I once heard from the Mashgiach of Nei Yisrael, what was the name, the great big tzaddik of David Kornenglass. Somebody once asked him that, it says that Yankovinu did a chet with Dina, put her in a box with Esau. He once went to ask the Mashgiach, Mashgiach, ich verstehe nicht Yankovinu's chet. So Mashgiach said to him in Yiddish that if, trust me, that if you would have understood Yankee Venus Chet, you wouldn't have done it. The obvious and the Dorday of the Midbar went out of Yitzhiz Mitzrayim were peculiar. They didn't do Prostachet, they didn't go to Woodburn. They didn't do Prostaveris like we do. Chapatin here, then they go, Pikeachoyah, he had Ruach HaKodesh. Talking about a holy Jew. Pikeachoyah, Chazal said, he had Ruach HaKodesh. He saw Shmuel coming out of him. Is the word is he didn't chap that it was from the Kenna. He was sure that it wasn't from the kinnah. If he would have chapped from the kinnah, he wouldn't have done it. And that's the purpose of a cheshbon nefesh. That means when you've made the cheshbon nefesh, you haven't fixed anything yet. But without the cheshbon nefesh, there's no chance in the world you're ever going to fix anything. So everything we learned up till now in Shaar Shlishi, throughout the entire Zman, only gave us the tools to make a cheshbon nefesh. You're masking to me that to make a cheshbon nefesh before we learned all these prakim, and to make a cheshbon nefesh now is a different ballgame. We know how to dissect an action. We know that there's all that we know that we don't do things stam. So now when we sit down at night, every night the Mesillas Yesharim says, and we look over our day and we see we did that. So we say, wait a minute, Shmek's from over here something. What did I do that for? Was it Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, Perek Aleph, Perek Hey, Perek Vav? Where does it fit in? It's Dimyon, it's Kas, it's Kin, it's Shultan Hayetzer. It's, what is it? It's a lack of Bechira. I didn't get to Bechira in the situation. My trigger was pulled too quickly. There's a lot of There's a lot of things to analyze. Was it ideology causing kinna? Was it kinna causing ideology? Was my bechira mixed up? We know how to... things don't happen by themselves. That's a cheshbon nefesh. And all the tools we learned till now only have a value to make the cheshbon nefesh to be able to dissect and see what's that going on before we fix ourselves. Next example. Dugma Shnia, second example. Ma'isa Meraglim. Hashita Sikh L'Soysisham. What was the ideology that they presented? They came with an ideology. They came back and they said, Loinucha La Lois Elo'om Ki Chazaku Imenu. They came back with a slideshow from Eretz Yisrael, showing how dangerous it is to come back to Eretz Yisrael. And they had 100,000 rayas. Everybody's dying, and this and that. It's a terrible land. There's a plague there. There's chicken flu there. And everybody went to a Levi. It's a terrible place. Very sensible, clear, organized ideology where 10 of the Gedolei Olam came back and said, we can't go there. It's not a place for Yidden Torah. That was the ideology. That was the external expression of what happened in the end. I go back to my Esrog story. Remember the Esrog story? You want to hear about the Esrog story? Say. The guy who didn't buy the Esrog in the first week, right? What did we say over there? Rabbi Chassid, I'll tell the story in 10 seconds. A guy didn't get an Esrog because of 20 different reasons. He had kas, he had taiva, he was lazy. A million different things happened on the way to Gula. You listen to tape number one, and you'll hear. I have a question to you. If we go back to the Esrog story, the guy who was on the way to Gula, and somebody double parked him and cut him off, and he got into a fight, and he forgot that he was going to buy an Esrog. Or the guy who went to buy the Esrog, but doesn't like being around from people too much, even though he himself looks the same, and it makes him nervous. Or there were a couple of Mizrahi guys there. Either way, we're being equal-handed tonight. When he goes home to his wife and says, Shmerul, where's the Esrog? Half a day, you're not in the house helping me, I'm not learning, because you're buying an Esrog. Where's the Esrog? He's going to say, because the guys made me nervous there, yes or no? Of course not, he's not even going to feel it. Why doesn't he have an Esrog? Well, no, it's very good. I looked, nothing, not what I wanted, again. Is the word is, if the guy's not going to sit down, so the expression of the action is that I went to the shuk, there's no Esrog this year. Pass me what they had there. Can't even get $150 of decent Esrog. That's what the guy said. That's how it looked. Where did he come home and tell his wife? Where did he come home and tell his wife? He came home and told his wife, there's no Esrog. That's what they came home. They said, can't live there. Hachizah b'metzias. Where did they misread what's going on? Eretz Achilas Yishveh, b'chamokum she'ovrim mitzam chavir meisim. It's the same thing like Korach saw Shmuel. They saw people dying. They misread it. Why did they misread it? Says Chazal, Hamatzav Hamoeres Amida, Knisa Krevel Eretz, Achshash Lachavazim, the Zohar Kodesh says, you all know, the Nesim were afraid they were going to lose their jobs because they thought that Eretz Yisrael, they weren't going to be Nesim, but it would be new Nesim. Hamida Shenes Eretz, Sroro Kena. So what do we have? We have a worry about losing their job. Kicks off, that kick flips the fuse, Kena. The Kena made them misread what was going on, and then came an ideology, that's a dangerous country. Example 3, Dugma Shlishus, Maisa Shchem. Hachiza b'metzias, Timu as Dina. What happened? Dina was Nitma. Hashita, what was the ideology? Achrayas ha'navas min ha'achba. There's a certain responsibility that stems from brotherhood. Shimon v'levi achim. No. Hakizaini yasas achiseini. It's our sister. We have to take care of her. We have to protect her. As Hamakor b'mido is Megal him Yankovino. Yankovino was a kogi. He said a beishai kas. Klichomus mecherosein ki be'apam horguish. How many times does a person blow his top where he says he's coming to protect a friend, or he's coming to protect a family relative, or he's coming to fight missionaries? And it's pasha kas. It's a mida of kas pasha. You pasha blew your fuse. And how many times is it covered? How many times do we get angry and it's covered over by 7 layers of baloney? You think the people are buying the CDs understand Yiddish? I'll tie it over in the studio room. Say that. It can't be. with a million different tainas. With a million different tainas. Because of our ideology, right? And the guy's pure kaisen. How many times has it happened to us? How many times has it happened to us? How many times does a person make a riffian in learning or given to a certain taiva because he built a whole the ideology, he worked very hard, he needs a break, and this and that. I go, the person needs a break, I say, take a break. A statement, I don't have to say it, I do have to say it. But I'm talking about when you don't need a break. And a person talks himself into it that, you know, that's an ideology. That's an ideological vort. If he'll dig deep into himself, he'll find out there's something that kicked it off. He heard somebody was going away. A bachi hears that somebody's going away for Shabbos. The kosher place. Yeah, a bachi's going away for Shabbos. He had no intention of going away for Shabbos. He had no need to go away for Shabbos. He was going to be a Shabbos even more, Beit Shemesh. Right? And plane is going to Tfas again. Kosov, Kalbach, Breslov, take your pick. Yeah? And he had no need to go for Shabbos. He punk has to chazer this week. He had a lot to chazer. It was a hard shear that week. Shtar Zaifa, Migulohitzi, Tifa raid. And he hears that plenty of the oil is going to Tzaz. Yeah? So, nobody's time going to come up. Nobody. Stam comes along and says, okay, another week off. Nobody told me that. So the guy says to himself, you know, it was a hard week this week. It's already the end of this man. Last week I went to Beit Shemesh, it was a cause I had to go to Beit Shemesh. I didn't enjoy it anyway. Food was bad, and couldn't sleep at night. It was hot, it was cold, it was windy. And who knows what. So give me a big chizuk. You know how many times I've heard this? Hundreds of times. I'm waiting for the chizuk, so I have yet to do the chizuk. And again, I'm not saying that you should never go away for Shabbos and have a discussion now, you hear? It's going to give me a chizuk. Or the guys, I've heard some Gvaldi Gazachin over the years. It's a shot, I don't keep it in my head. If a guy goes home for 2 weeks before the end of his man, so then he can relax before the Ben Hazman starts, and then he can utilize the Ben Hazman, and we'll have a Ben Hazman. We'll have a Ben Hazman next time, yeah. I see that you've all heard this line already before, right? You know what? I've heard it so many times. And you know something? You're laughing. I don't laugh when a person says such a thing. I respect the Bochum. I hold the Bochum really means it. I hold the Bochum really means it. I don't think that there's 1% that the Bochum doesn't mean it. V'chahena, v'chahena, v'chahena. I have a bunch of other examples, but I'll spare some of you. And the person's convinced 1,000,000% that it's L'shem Shemayim is a hard term, but it's the right thing to do. And the whole thing started because he overheard that two guys are going to Tzad Shabbos. They didn't invite him, by the way. Don't misunderstand me. We're not talking about the difference. He overheard that two guys are going for Shabbos, and that was it. That was it. The ball game was over. And before you know it, Jack Rabbit is on the bus already. Convinced. With L'shem Yichud Hinei Mukhun Zuman. He's convinced he's doing the biggest mitzvah in the world because now he's going to have a shtak. I've heard this so many times from Bochum. And they push it, never came back afterwards. They push it, never, they went and they didn't come back. It's a classic example. We don't check our actions. That means if this guy would have, at the end of the day, made a cheshbon nefesh of what, happened? In the morning I wasn't going to tzfas, and by the time I got to 6 o'clock in the afternoon already, I was going, what happened? Wait a minute, what's going on here? You don't need a big cheshbon nefesh. You don't need to be the Alta from Keln to figure out that the guy would start to run the film in his mind, and he would realize that what happened was that he heard that two shmerils were going to Tzas. And he would realize that the two shmerils were on Tzas the list. They were in Tveri the week before, and they were here the week before. They're not holding a learning. And you are, and you would have realized that. What happened? It would have happened something, and you would have come back to the Gemara and finished. But because you don't make a cheshbon nefesh, and you don't check your ma'aseh milah, you don't check anything what's going on, so we go weiter. You come, and you go, and that's how we look. Unfortunately, we're all like that, but we're not. Well, I'm talking to myself as a world like all the same thing. Dugmois Eilam Mechifas, these examples prove to us, Uzeh Binyanav L'chol Ma'aseh, and this is a Binyanav to all actions. Ki Mekor HaMa'aseh No'ot Tomud B'mida. The source of all action is rooted in Midas. Hamidas, Hainain, Mekor HaMa'aseh, and the Midas are the cause of all our actions. Hashita, ideology, Oya Hasbara, or the Hesber, Hasichlus, intellectual explanation, Shenitness, which is given, Kedela Namik as a Maisa, to explain the Maisa, Nimuk, Hiya Talada Shalamida. That's what we call in our Sprach, the Teretz. The Mida wants something. The Mida, remember we said it what? The Mida is blind. The Mida is a blind force. He wants it because he wants it. Aber the Mida has to emphasize the And the Mida creates always a Teretz. Ideology, by the way, doesn't have to be the role of Jewish leadership. It doesn't have to be so fancy. Ideology is the Teretz. Why I'm doing what I'm doing wrong. And every time we do something wrong, it's with a Teretz. The Mida pulls the fuse, creates a Teretz, and we do. Without a Cheshbon HaNefesh, the mechanism that I just described is an automatic mechanism. I go back to the Wolf's Depression. Okay? It's an automatic process from the day that we're born. Mida, Teretz, / ideology, do it. And the Cheshbon HaNefesh is the brakes which puts a stop to the automatic trigger which goes all the time, where a person can be able to see that it's a Teretz, and it's being pushed by a button called the Mida. Without a Cheshbon HaNefesh, there is no hope that we will ever fix ourselves up, because we will never notice that it's a Teretz being fed by the Mida, so it looks legitimate, we're doing nothing wrong. What's there to fix? Everything has a Teretz. Something goes to my better, something goes to my worse, but it has a Teretz. There's nothing that's biting wrong. And if a person checks what's doing, does it make sense to weigh it? To see, is it something real or it's just a Teretz? And is it a cover-up? Is it a fig leaf for what he called, for some Mida which is acting up? That opens up the door, the Pesach, to Tikkun Atzmeinu. Masha mafala samida. What activates the midah? Bederach klal matzav chitzoni. That's an external stimulus. Kemat ein midah misares mitzad atzmo b'li goyer min achutz. So what do you have? You have an external stimulus which activates the midah with dimin, without dimin. That depends on the situation. The midah creates a need. The need, you don't want to look like a fool in your own eyes or other eyes, creates a teretz. And then the door is open now for anything. B'yoyso anu samim leiv lo'ovda, more than that, we pay attention to the fact, ki tamid moitzes lo amida, the mida always finds, eiza achiza metzidikas pelasa. The mida always finds some sort of basis to grab onto. Koyrech rov rocha koyrech shal shetzimenu, koyrech shal shmuel, there's something to back it up. They had brotherhood. So the kas grabbed on to the brotherhood. In all our actions, we rely on some nekuda which justifies. Our big actions are either justified or mechuyev. Dafka nekuda satzedek hazoyis, dafka this nekuda of the justification, alenu lifkoi tamid heitib, we have to check. Ki b'makum sheyesh negiyah, b'makum where there's an objectivity, a subjectivity, a negiyah, v'negiyah yesh no tamid kishiyad hamidis b'em, so and there's always a negiyah when the midis, yesh tos v'sheker. Koyrach ro'os ha'shal shalos, aval shal shalos jasim ibonu, it came out from his kids. Eitzam ragam ha'kosh b'ocha ha'sol ha'taiva. Kedei l'tor dem b'avon v'lif n'leib l'elu, ha'kosh b'om do them a favor, that the Gohem should be busy with the Levayis. The Ilu Roy and the Chayef, they would have seen clearly. He kiwa dafka was echaz de Hashem. They would have seen that pungfaker is chaz de Hashem. Dafka nekudas ha mitzvah vatzedek, he nekudas misokanis. The dangerous nekudas when it looks like a mitzvah. Yesh b'kol ma'isen, every action lahavkim barishonim, onu ma'hafik ma'isen mitim meduma. Hamafal as amidois, what causes them, activates the midis, hu matzav hachitzoni, that's the external stimulus. You see a guy davening longer than you, it activates kinna. You see a billboard that you shouldn't see in the street, it activates taiva. Somebody else got a compliment, or you have a hechatimza to get a compliment, it activates covet, or laziness, or this, or that. Kol matzav, every situation, every stimulus, olu lo'er b'kirbeinu midas mesiyamas, could activate in ourselves certain midas. Now he says an eitzah. Im niskaras matzav, if we'll survey the situation, lifnei hagiyenu, before we get to it, v'nishayir, and we'll be able to be mishai, we'll be able to assess ezu mida yichoyel lis'or v'matzav kazeh, which mida might get kicked off in this situation Neide bevadoyes, then we will know for sure. Ki oisa mida parles bekabeinu oz, then we know we can expect that mida is going to do. Afim le nafim bokal, even if we don't feel it now. Nekoit kol lebiotcha. Remember this rule. Mida sheyecholilis oir be'eza matzev, a mida that could kick in, harehu misareres bevade, it's for sure going to kick in. Somebody once told me a klal, Adam Gadol, how do you know if you're involved in an argument whether it's lishma or not? He told me a very simple rule. If you're a tzad in it, then it's not lishma. Very simple. Why? Because a situation where a guy's involved in an argument when you're a tzad to it is a situation which is going to cause a mita to act up, correct? That's for sure. You can take for granted that it acted up. It says in the pasuk, a person only rebels from Kodesh Baruch Hu when has svia, when he's satisfied. When a person is full, it causes beita umerid by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And somebody who's satisfied, bevadai yikoshel bazeh, he will vadai stumble. Im einu shemer nafshei, and ezba v'kichashti v'marti mi Hashem. And then he brings the next example of the dissolve that we spoke about last Friday, about how that caused the ego. That more or less is the end. You can see the next paragraph by yourselves of Ben Azvanim. I want to say Gvaldik Yeshikoyach for joining us. I had a Gvaldik Chizuk. I hope you also did. And next time we can continue Mr. Shem Dask Seisarachov, where he's going to begin to sketch out at great length how a person could take the knowledge about himself and start to fix himself up.